Joining me now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Christine.
And congratulations on your victory getting reelected to District Attorney here in Plymouth County.
Thanks very much.
You're very welcome. Are you the only Republican DA now in the entire state of Massachusetts?
It appears so.
Okay. What do you think is different about the Plymouth County voter or the way you've run your office that pushed you into that reelection victory?
Well, I mean, I'm a homegrown person. I was born and raised here. I raised my family here. And I think people understand that. They know that I'm very approachable, and whether I was coaching kids sports or going out and about being seen. And I think they understand that I have a job to do and that we do a good job here and trying to, you know, get in front of problems, get in front of issues and helping kids now more than ever, whether they be drug endangered or kids who are high at risk. And I think they've seen our pattern of success of helping kids in the front end, helping prisoners and inmates when they get released, getting jobs and stay out of trouble in the back end. But they understand that the job really is making sure we can hold people accountable and help the people we can help, but understand that there are people out there who hurt all of us, and we're going to do the job, and let's put them in jail.
I know that you've also had an emphasis on the ACES program, and for people that aren't familiar with that, tell our listeners what ACES stands for and why that's had such an impact on what's going on here in Plymouth County.
Well, I mean, I'm just a lawyer, but what I've learned over the years by working with many different groups, you know, ACES is Adverse Childhood Experiences, and so what the studies have shown is that if you have more than one ACE, an ACE being your parents are in jail, your parents are split up, there's drug issues in your home, you have a criminal record, whatever it may be. All those sort of things that are very traumatic in your life, the more you are also going to stay in trouble in those lines. You can become a drug addict. You can become somebody who's going to stay in that cycle, the cycle of domestic violence, the cycle of domestic abuse. So we need to get in front of that. And to me, we're working with kids right now trying to keep these high at-risk kids, these drug-endangered kids, these kids who witness trauma in their life, help them stay out of the system. That's criminal justice reform, keeping kids out of the criminal justice system. And I think when you look at our numbers overall over the course of the last 7 years, our crime numbers are down significantly, and also at the same time, the incarceration rates are down significantly, and we continue to work with the opioid issues that are going on. And once again, Plymouth County is the only county in Massachusetts where fatal opioid overdoses are down. So I think that the things people saw what we were doing here, they see that it's working, and I think they like it.
With the way that you help people who have had an overdose on opiates, that's part of that whole Plymouth County outreach,
right.
And that's a program I believe that they're trying to model nationally now, and some other states they've actually asked you about that. If people aren't familiar with that,
outreach came out of the Drug Task Force, which was formulated in 2015 with myself and Sheriff McDonald, and came out of the law enforcement subcommittee there. That is great. And what it is, and PCO is 27 communities plus Bridgewater State University signing an MOU saying that if there is a non-fatal opiate overdose in your town, say the person from Bridgewater, but they were living in Plymouth, mm-hmm. within 12 to 24 hours, a plainclothes police officer and a recovery coach will show up with information. Stigma continues to be an incredible issue for people. They don't get information. People are embarrassed by this insidious disease. What we've seen as a result of that is our numbers have gone down. We saw, I think, during COVID, when no longer they couldn't go to people's homes, our numbers went up. After COVID, our numbers are back down. PCO is working, and we're also putting together, you know, the Plymouth County Hub, which is dealing with mental health issues. Mental health issues and drug issues are the biggest things going on right now, and our police officers and our first responders deal with it every day, and we have to make sure we get them the resources and understand. People need to understand that there's help out there. Make sure you call your police. They can put you in the right direction and help you and your family and maybe save something before somebody overdoses or before somebody acts out.
Now, what do you see going forward into this next term? Do you see certain areas getting worse, certain areas getting better? Where are you going to continue to put your resources?
I think we're going to continue to focus on prevention, and I think we're also going to continue to focus on making sure that we can go after fentanyl dealers and carfentanil dealers, the people who are peddling that poison, not the users, the people who are killing people we all know. I think we're going to continue to go after the illegal guns and the crime guns that are going on in the city of Brockton and other communities, and making people understand that if you bring a gun to our county, you're going to be held accountable. And when you do that, you see your numbers go down, and bad guys don't want to come here, and that's what I want. You're not welcome here. We're going to continue to do our job. We'll continue to keep people safe and preserve, protect, and promote public safety in Plymouth County.
Now, if people have questions about any of the programs or they want to get in touch with someone in your office, what's the best way to do that?
The best way to do it is PlymouthDA.com. That's PlymouthDA.com for all of our programs. If you ever have an issue or a concern, you can always call our office. We always have an assistant DA on call, 508-584-8120. That's 508-584-8120.
Again, that's Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.